Congratulations. I know this is, and you've been a coach for a few years, but now you have a chance to be a head coach. What does this mean to you?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be the head coach here, and head coaching jobs are really hard to come by, especially at a program that has a lot of really good things going for it from a facility standpoint, from a university standpoint, from a tradition standpoint. It's a really good job, so I think the first thing I think of is just gratitude.
Now, one of the reasons, and they didn't make a secret of it, because of the outlook you have, but the fact that you were at Duluth, you know about the conference that the Jimmies are set to be in a couple of years. For people that don't know, may not know a lot about the NSIC, what about that conference, and what can fans here look forward to in a couple of years?
Well, the NSIC is one of the premier Division II conferences in the entire country. If you think about it, relative to Division I schools, it would be like a Big Ten school, Big Ten conference at the Division II level. So really high level. I think they had four or five teams that made the NCAA tournament this year, and they'll have their regional coming up this next weekend, and Duluth is in that. So really fun chance for me to lead a program after this next year, of one more year of NAI, lead a program into the Division II era and into the NSIC. So I think the fans at Jamestown can continue to expect a high level of basketball to be coming into Harold Newman Arena. And it's going to be really fun to see some of those new schools like Mankato, like Minnesota State Moorhead, like Duluth, to come to town and to show them what Jamestown basketball is all about. So really exciting to have the University of Jamestown get the opportunity to join that conference for sure.
Last couple of years, you've had the experience of all of us who follow basketball. We got used to the term of director of basketball operations, but that's not just throw away a term. Where you were at NCAA Division I, mean, that's a big job. How much do you think doing all that for the Coyotes will help you in this position?
Yeah, I think in my first 6 years, I spent two at the University of Mary as a GA and then four at the University of Minnesota Duluth as an assistant. I really learned how to run a basketball team from all the basketball side of things. And when I went to the University of South Dakota for the last 2 years, you really learn how to run a program. And that's A to Z, especially at that level with the amount of staffing and the financial resources and how you're traveling. There's a lot of different things that go into it. And very thankful for Eric Peterson to give me the opportunity to go down there, see a lot of cool things at that level. Got to experience the Summit League tournament twice, which is really awesome. And I think it's just prepared me to run a program and to basically make sure that our guys are taken care of A through Z so that we can just focus on being a great student, being a great member of the community, and being a great basketball player.
You've got some of a team coming back that did lose some good seniors last year, but you've got some very good pieces, I know, coming back for next season. You've obviously gotten to watch a little bit of tape of this team, but what do you think of the team that you'll have starting next year?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've seen being able to follow the team over the course of the last few weeks is there's a lot of great things in place here from a program standpoint, from a talent standpoint. Obviously, there's been a lot of success here on the court, going to the national tournament several times, advancing in the national tournament. So it's really exciting to know that you have very strong player leadership, especially with the circumstances this year in the season that they had to finish as well as they did. That's a testament to, well, first off, Coach Euland and his staff, but second off, just the player leadership and the type of mentality that they bring every single day. So it's super exciting. We're going to meet the guys a little bit later today, and I'm just excited to build relationships with them and to know that you're stepping into a place that there are things in place, and now it's your turn to just kind of pick up the torch and help lead us into the next chapter of Jamestown basketball.
I keep telling people, and I haven't been here very long myself, but the first time I ever walked into this building was 2 hours before I did my first game here, and I just could not believe what I was seeing. This facility is as good as any for many, many miles around, and that's had to put you at ease, too.
It's incredible. Austin Heave will tell you this. I snuck in here before I even met him when I came up for my interview. He was kind of mad because he's like, hey, that was what I was going to show you and get all excited about. I'm like, hey, you can't keep a basketball guy out of the gym. You walk in here, and I obviously spent the last 2 years at the Division I level. I mean, this is right up there with half the arenas in the Summit League. And from a quality standpoint, it's at the top, too. It's just maybe a little bit smaller than some of those Division I arenas. But you come in here, and it's hard not to have a smile on your face as far as this is where we get to play basketball. This is what we get to call home. And I think it is such a great example of the type of support there is for Jamestown athletics here in the region.
Congratulations. Probably going to get to see more of me than you want over the next few years, but I'm looking forward to it, and congratulations on what's a terrific opportunity for you.
Thank you very much for having me on. Yeah. Go Jimmies.